Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
I've got someone who's going to fill up my senses and smash me around the face.
We can't. I've told you what date I was doing. This can't be the same one. I also have someone who's going to fill up my senses.
Wait.
No, just smash each other around the face and be done with it.
Wait.
Hang on.
What was your date?
On three, let's say our dates, okay? I mean, on the beat that comes
one,
after three. Not...
two, three. 1974.
Okay.
Oh.
Date fight!
Just how is that possible?
Hello and welcome to Date Fight. It's 343 episodes of fun. If you haven't caught up on all the past ones, go and do it now. We'll wait. He's Jake Yap, she's Lizzie Roper, and today we're going back to the 11th of October, 1215, when 100
you are.
Knights...
I'm not.
Yeah, I am. 100 knights who are going to fill out our senses, because they are knights in the forest, quite literally. Right, watch the castle.
You're saying, I don't understand what you're saying there, mate. I've got absolutely no idea what you're
I'm
doing.
Confused.
I've got no idea.
King John arrives with 100 knights at Rochester Castle to besiege it. Yeah. King John had lost his French possessions.
How does that fill up your senses?
You're like a knight in the forest. They were knights coming out of a forest.
Oh, my God.
Literal knights in an actual forest.
Just wait till I tell you my one. Carry on.
Okay.
That's so cool.
So, King John's lost his French possessions. Everyone hates King John. He took money from English nobles to try and get France back, which led to all sorts of terrible things. King John is generally a terrible king. He giggled when people talked to him rather than answering them. Which must have been fairly annoying. Like they'd say, my liege, France has taken Calais. He'd go,
it's a bit Rees-Mogg, isn't it?
Yeah. And he kept on sleeping with people, barons' wives behind their backs. I mean, its suggestion is it wasn't entirely with anyone's consent. And he.
Well, hopefully the ladies.
I don't think they got much say in it either because he was the king. And it doesn't sound like he was like a super suave, sexy king. It sounds more like he was a giggling weirdo who used to have people kidnapped and brought to his room.
Rees-Mogg.
Yes. So there was Prince Louis. Prince Louis came and was briefly king and got rid of King John. So we did have a King Louis of England. We don't talk about him much. But anyway, King John's trying to get back England. He besieged Rochester because the Archbishop of Canterbury, who owned Rochester Castle, wouldn't give it to him. And he arrived on Tuesday, the 13th of October. Why am I talking about today then? Don't know. Oh no, the 11th of October is when the knights arrived. That's fine. It was one of the biggest sieges of the Middle Ages. William de Albini was in charge of the castle, and he refused to let his crossbowmen shoot at King John because he thought it wouldn't be right for a king to be killed by a crossbow. But he should have been. He should have let them. King John stabled his horses in the cathedral, and he turned all the blacksmiths in the country. He said they've all got to make pickaxes because the only way they got into Rochester Castle was by digging underneath it. They had to essentially dig out all of the underneath of Rochester Castle. They did that, they put in timbers, and then they basted those timbers in the fat of 40 pigs who were too fat for eating, apparently.
Mm.
Don't know how pigs get too fat. Mm. Just stop sooner. Stop feeding them sooner. Mm. Then eat them. Anyway, there were pigs who were too fat for eating, and they were all sent down into the tunnel, and then they were set fire to, which was lovely. And the southwest corner of Rochester Castle fell. King John went in, killed lots of people. And after that point, the chronicler said, there are very few who will any more put any trust in castles. Because castles could no longer keep you safe if someone had loads of fatty pigs and a few months to dig a hole underneath your castle. That's what happened on the 11th of October, 1215. What's going to fill out your senses, Jake Yap?
I have got to the 11th of October, 1974, and Henry John Deutschendorf Jr. is at number one on the UK singles chart with Annie's song, John Denver.
Mm.
that's why I changed his name.
So it's amazing that you had the fill up my senses thing, considering that that's a lyric from that song. It was written, Annie's song, as an ode to John Denver's wife at the time, Annie Martel Denver. He wrote the song, he says, in July 1973, in about 10.5 minutes one day on a ski lift, which begs the question, what did he do with the other 8.5 minutes? If you read the lyrics, they are rotten. He said that he was feeling physically exhilarated. He just skied down a very difficult run and he felt a total immersion in the beauty of the colours and the sounds that filled all of his senses, and it made him think about his wife. In truth, they just had a row.
Oh.
He was off his tits on Glühwein.
Yeah.
Quite possibly.
It went for Sonny Bono, did it?
They had literally had an argument. Annie's song is literally the musical equivalent of a bunch of flowers from a garage containing the same amount of artistry and effort. Not only that, Milt Oaken, who I think is a producer, said the first time he heard it, he said to John Denver, what you've written there musically there, that's Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. That's the second movement. And he was like, oh, all right, hang on a minute. And John Denver went off, disappeared at a piano for an hour and then came back and went, is this different enough? And he went, yeah, that's fine. Just the first five notes now. Of course, it formed the basis for the more legendary Greasy Chip Butty song, associated with fans of the football team Sheffield United. John Denver was killed when his experimental plane crashed into Monterey Bay, California. What are you doing flying experimental planes? His estate was worth $19 million. He hadn't bothered to write a will. It took 6 years for his children to sort it out. He'd bought land that he wanted to preserve for wildlife, which then, of course, got sold off. The IRS overcharged tax to the estate. Maybe if he'd spent that 10 minutes sorting out his will, it would have been time better spent for everyone. But I tell you what, let's remember John Denver the way we should. Let's go back to his 1994 autobiography, Take Me Home, where he talks of the time he went berserk on his Aspen property, taking Annie, for whom he wrote that song, and before he knew it, he says, my hands were around her throat. He then took a chainsaw to their furniture.
What?
Let's remember him for that.
Yes.
I find it very hard to reconcile a man who picks up a chainsaw and attacks his furniture who can't actually get it together to write a will. Maybe if he'd carved his intentions into the porch or something.
Yeah, yeah. There should be one of, you know, like those charities do those adverts saying, you know, do you have a terrible attitude to women and do you brutalise them? Have you thought about your will? This free pack will tell you how to... consider making a donation to a women's shelter.
If you do regularly handle chainsaws, it's probably wise to make a will.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Eleanor Roosevelt. She was the United States representative to the UN General Assembly in 1945 to 52. She was the head of the UN Convention on Human Rights and wrote the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and she was generally brilliant at everything. Happy death day to Alexei Leonov, who was the first human to do a spacewalk, who died on the 11th of October 2019. He walked outside the Vostok 2 for 12 minutes and 9 seconds.
Cool.
Well done. First nice.
And I bet his suit wanted hosing out afterwards.
Just left out. I wouldn't go up there if I were you. I'll give it a
Lizzie. Yeah. Yeah.
Nearly done, love.
Oh, lovely. Ooh.
Try holding your breath.
God. 1343 versus 1974. Fatty pigs versus... Oh, sorry. 12... I don't know why I've got 1343 there. 1215 versus 1974. Fatty pigs versus a fatty pig. I don't die. Wow. John Denver, you haven't done him any favours at all, have you?
No.
The little goodwill we had towards
no,
that
do
man
I want to.
has been crushed underneath.
More favours for wife,
yeah, like his wife's trachea.
I didn't know that about him. I just thought he was some weird. I mean, he just looked like a Christian Scientist, didn't he, with a guitar? Here we have a terrible, terrible, terrible man. I mean, and how much money did he get for writing Annie's song? Because that was all over the place for a long time.
It was a very
time,
lucrative 10.5 minutes.
Long time. Yes, yes. So it would really pain me to give him the points.
Do you not think that bringing to light this man and the terrible things he did?
Oh, now you've got me in the dilemma.
I didn't have any fatty pigs. Or giggling monsters.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Oh, yes, the giggling King John.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a really good skill that some people have, that in a really awful situation they'll just laugh in your face, which can just explode anything. My mother plays that card an awful lot, and I don't understand how I haven't killed her with my bare hands.
Maybe strangle her. I'll get you a chainsaw. Just sort out her bed.
Oh, I haven't got a chainsaw. No, I'm afraid. I'm sorry, Jake. I know that you're upset by your track record and your point system and the awfulness of Lizzie Roper. But the points really are going to have to go to Nathaniel Tappy.
Thank you very much.
How long are we still part of the European Court on Human Rights? When can I still appeal?
For now.
How long have I got? Okay. Well, thanks very much for listening.
Yes.
And we will see you tomorrow.
Yes, we will. See you tomorrow.
Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
Don't
laugh at me.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.